Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Thursday, July 21st, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Persecution follows Christians throughout India. India's believers are dedicated to taking the gospel out despite the threat of violence, and a ministry works to help Congolese market boys. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. We begin today in India, where Hindu extremists have vowed to fight Christian missionaries by distributing weapons and forming anti-Christian squads. Hope Givers International runs a Bible college for national Christians. Dr. Samuel Thomas of Hope Givers says their students are fully committed to Christ.
The persecution is strong, more than ever before. So it is not just putting out students with a Bible education, but we tell them that they are going to a place where they may never come back. And 100% of the students do realize that, and that is why they stand up and take a martyr's oath that whether by life or death, we will glorify the Savior.
In the midst of hostilities, Thomas thanks God for the faithfulness of national Christians and asks others to stand with them.
Those people who are being tortured for the Lord, they're asking us, while we are willing to die for the Lord, would you be at least willing to pray and support us as we stand in this hostile environment?
As we've already established, persecution, discrimination, and violence face believers throughout India. But even so, there are many who are determined to take the gospel to the throngs. Even with the underlying menace against Christians, Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says the threat may not be what believers think it is.
There seems to be a recognition among the Hindu leadership that Christianity is very powerful, if not more powerful than Hinduism. They won't say this openly, but among the Indians, it seemed to be sort of an understanding that the Hindus are very afraid of what Christianity will do to their social structure.
Dudenhofer says, in spite of militant opposition, others are responding to the hope of Christ.
We're thrilled to hear reports coming back from local pastors about lives that are changed, families that are brought back together, and even communities that are healthier and gaining respect among the authorities simply because people have turned to Jesus Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. We begin our series of reports on the tsunami devastation and how the church is responding. MNN's Greg Yoder is in India with his first report.
It's been 7 months since the tsunami hit the southern shore of India, killing thousands. One fishing village I visited today lost 2,000 people and its livelihood. Yesterday, Gospel for Asia began giving hope to these people by providing 15 new fishing boats to a few. Pastor Peter, who spearheading the tsunami relief, says this display of Christ's love is easing persecution against believers in that area.
Nobody should enter inside that area for preaching the gospel. It's a very hard area. They never accepted us, but now not like that. They're also accepting us, and easily we can go through their areas and we can minister to them.
The goal is providing 500 boats. At $5,000 each, your help is needed. Tomorrow we'll talk about how the tsunami relief is helping the church grow. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Tamil Nadu, India.
Elsewhere, after 3 years of waiting, KWRB will finally be able to boost its power. The move will help the station to reach double its audience with the hope of Christ. An English language FM station, KWRB, is part of the 23-outlet World Radio Network, one of HCJB World Radio's partner ministries. This is one of four outlets in the network that broadcast in English. The rest use Spanish. The transmitter and antenna are slated for upgrade by September. Pray that hearts will be ready for the gospel. And Every Child Ministries has been ministering to street boys around a market area across from the Teachers Training University in the Democratic Republic of Congo. ECM has been helping to feed, clothe, evangelize, and disciple these boys. Teams also started a beginning literacy class for them. They're now in desperate need of a center where the boys can get off the streets, especially while they're in apprenticeship training. ECM's currently raising the funds for the center they hope to build. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help motivate people for missions in your church. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.